Welcome back, everybody, to the Winning Family Podcast. Hey, in this episode, we're talking about five shifts that every family needs to make in 2025. And these are going to be some shifts that I promise you is going to make a great impact on you and your family. So obviously, I'm here joined by my wife, Michelle.
Hey, everybody.
I'm excited about 2025. How about you?
I am. It's going to be a great year. 24 was great, too. But I'm looking forward to 25. And I love it because every year at the beginning of the year, we really take a look at these five areas of our life and try to refocus and make any necessary shifts that we need to make. And I love sharing that with families and parents. We've had a great year. This past year, we did our pilot mentoring program, which was so great. Really enjoyed mentoring quite a few couples and learned so much from them. And we had some young couples in our mentoring, as well as couples that have teenagers. So it's really interesting now to take a look at these five shifts through their eyes, really, you know, even the young couples and what they're looking at when it comes to these shifts in their life. So I love processing this all over again, January 25, because it has kind of a new meaning for us this year.
Well, everybody typically, you know, we'll think about New Year resolutions.
Right.
You know, a lot of times we revisit goals or certain aspirations that we all want to pursue in the new year. And that's the good thing about a new calendar year is that gives you the opportunity to kind of wipe the slate clean. I like to call it a mulligan. You get a do-over.
This is true, yeah.
Because, and that's a golf term, just FYI.
Yes, I know but, that.
but yeah, I mean, I think a lot of times we, again, just take off running and just kind of keep doing the same things we've always done, which is also a recipe for insanity. Keep doing the same things you've always done. You'll keep getting the same results you've always gotten.
I know. So, that's right. You think about that. It's got to make some shifts.
So yeah, so you got to revisit things that are important. You have to revisit, you know, really what those priorities and goals are going to be, because it doesn't just happen by default.
Right.
You know, you have to be intentional.
Yes.
And so that's what we're going to unpack. But before we do that, I think it'd be cool just to share a highlight related to what stood out most. What were some of the things that comes to mind that were like milestones in 2024? Well, I know what mine is.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm going to talk about the birth of our grandkids, specifically our 6 month, almost, well, I guess he's 7 month old. Our little grandson Gage was born. That was amazing.
Yes,
and
it
we
was.
We celebrated our 1 year birthday with our first grandson, and his name is Rhodes. So we have Rhodes Rodney, and we have Gage Dillon as our grandson. So those were huge for me.
Yes.
And for you, I know.
Yes. Of course, yes. It was such a great year. Our first time to be grandparents. And it's such a different experience, you know. I always think of my grandmother as someone that was old. And, you know, I look at myself and I'm like, "That I'm not old. So how did this happen?" You know, it's changed over the years. Grandmothers aren't old anymore.
I mean, it's hard. It's crazy to know that we're grandparents at 30 years old.
Oh, not quite.
Got married when we were, what, 10? I don't know. But no, seriously, it was a really cool year just getting to see our girls, our children, you know, obviously begin their families and just see them building on the foundation of what we're talking about today and seeing how it even applies, you know, into their parenting context with newborns and little ones. And so that's what I think is so important about what we're talking about is no matter what age or stage or season you might be in your parenting journey, we all need to do this for ourselves as a person individually, you know, as a couple, and especially in this parenting season where we're, you know, we're all competing with so many different things, time, you know, just jobs, you know, our career, money, you know, just all of the activities, everything that just competes for our time, our attention, our focus.
Yes.
So
I think it's always great to take just a day, if possible, to just really set your focus for the year. if you have more time than that, then amazing. And if your kids are a little older, then you can work through some things with them as well. When it comes to what we're going to lay out as a framework today to look at the five different shifts for 2025. But I think it's so important that you take some time as we wrap up 24 and we shift into 25 to just stop for a minute and take a day when you're not tearing down Christmas or getting everything set for the new school year. Maybe just to, even if it were a few hours, to really sit and focus on these things. They're so important as we step into a new year to have a good foundation that we're building on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I think, especially for parents who mm-hmm. are just being stretched, you know, time is oftentimes what they say they have the least
right.
amount of.
Right.
And hey, we get it. We know. And so that's where you just have to kind of figure out and squeeze out whatever moment you can mm-hmm. get.
Yes.
But I want to share a few verses of scripture with some parents and those that are listening today and watching that would be good to maybe just use as a reference to kind of think through and process as well as to why this step is so important and why these shifts matter in our lives and our families.
Yeah, because we're super passionate about just parenting intentionally.
Right.
And just focusing on raising children in this crazy culture in which we live on a biblical foundation, just really going back to the basics of it's built on the true Word of God, which is our true north mm-hmm. in our life and for our family. So yes, absolutely. Let's dive into the scripture.
Well, I love what Ephesians 4 verses 22 and 24 says. It says, "You've learned the truth that is in Jesus. Put off your old self mm-hmm. and be made new in the attitudes of your mind, and put on your new self, created to be like God, truly good and holy." I love the fact, the metaphor, analogy of basically taking off the old, putting on the new. It's kind of mm-hmm. like wearing garments, if you will, where you're taking off the old garments or clothing, mm-hmm. putting mm-hmm. on the new, fresh, clean garments or clothing.
Yes, I actually read in Romans this morning almost the exact same thought from Paul. And he said, take off the dirty clothes and put on the new clean ones, just exactly like you said.
Yeah, because if we don't, again, yeah. we're going to go into those patterns that mm-hmm. we've found ourselves falling into and repeating those patterns. And if they're not healthy or they're not moving us towards where we need to be or where we could be right. in our relationships, in our home, aspiring to become who we really know that God wants us to be, then we're going to get off track. We're going to drift, which is what we talk about a lot, you know, it's
right.
drifting. So how do we shift that drift? Well, we do
that's
that
right.
by taking off the old, putting on the new.
Isn't it interesting how you can get comfortable in your dirty clothes?
I also start to smell a little bit.
Oh my goodness. It's true though. We can get comfortable in where we're at.
Odorific.
Yeah. I was sick, for almost 2 weeks. And I found myself in the same clothes for a couple of days. I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm just not felt well. And I haven't changed my clothes. But that's exactly how we are. And I think that's what Paul's pointing to. We can get comfortable where we're at and not realize that we need to make some changes.
Yeah, and it's also a reminder that we can't dwell in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We can't dwell mm-hmm. on mistakes. And
yeah.
our old self, the old right. version of who we are, we have to basically put that to rest and let mm-hmm. God bring about the new things
yes.
that he wants to accomplish in us and through us. That's what
that's
I love
good.
About Revelation 21, verse 5. It says, I'm making everything new. So God's mm-hmm. in the business of mm-hmm. making things new beginnings,
yeah.
fresh starts. So we all need that in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, God wants to do something new. I love what David said in Psalm 51, verse 10. He said, forget the former things. Mm-hmm. Don't dwell on the... He said, David's prayer was, God, make a fresh start in me and shape a Genesis week from the chaos of my life. So it's easy as a parent to just sometimes to kind of live in that chaotic place. And mm-hmm. we have to just stop and say, God, shape me, mold me, make me into who you want me to be mm-hmm. as a parent, you know, mm-hmm. as a, if you're married, you know, as a husband, a wife. And so these are just some great reminders. That verse I was about to read a while ago of Isaiah 43 verse 18 is talk about forgetting the former things. You don't mm-hmm. dwell in the past, but God is about to do something new. He wants to do a new thing in our lives.
Amen.
So let's talk about those new things, and we call them shifts. These are five specific shifts that I just believe are critical when it comes to any family thriving and being intentional, living with greater intention. And the first is a mm-hmm. shift in direction. And that's really, we like to say it this way, it's just starting with the end in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all about maybe the vision you have for your life, for your marriage, for your kids.
For just your year.
Yeah, for the year.
Yeah.
You know, where yeah. are you going?
Right.
Because you're not going to end up there in terms of where you would like to be by accident.
I think as we get older, it's interesting. As mentors to so many couples and parents, it's interesting how fast life moves. And from one year to the next, you look up and you're like, well, I didn't achieve what I wanted to this past year. So yeah, it's so important that we set our focus on the year and fix our focus on what we want to be at the end of the year as a family and what we want to achieve and get those big rocks in place, you know, and how we're going to achieve them.
Well, and it really, it's having a clear vision. It's mm-hmm. clarity.
Right.
You know, when you feel stuck and you feel like you're not making progress mm-hmm. in anything, you're overwhelmed, you know, you're carrying maybe the weight of a lot of pressure or stress and different things going on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a reason for that. And a lot of that is not only, I mean, obviously there are real responsibilities that we have, but at the same time, we're often overwhelmed and paralyzed by all these different circumstances in life. And when we are faced with those situations or circumstances, it really requires clarity to overcome and to get out of those situations and circumstances. So really, clarity is key. And once you get clarity, then you can see mm-hmm. a little brighter. You know, it's mm-hmm. been said that tired eyes rarely see a brighter tomorrow.
Right.
So we have to have clarity in the vision that we have for our life, for our marriage, for our kids, our future. And so yes. it just doesn't happen by accident. It's why the Bible says in Proverbs 29, verse 18, without vision, people perish.
Right.
So really, it's a lack of clarity and direction of where we're supposed to go. And there's no greater place to find direction and guidance and clarity than obviously God and His Word.
Yes.
So if we want wisdom, the Bible says, seek wisdom above all else. You know, that's the key, is getting wisdom from God.
Yes. And having a spirit and belief and faith that you can get where you want to go.
Absolutely.
I know sometimes you feel a little overwhelmed, maybe as a mom or a dad, at the situation that you face with a child, or, and a lot of times from year to year, it might be a different child, you know, that you're struggling a bit with, a situation you're struggling with, or the age, maybe it depends on the age of that child, but keeping a bright future, as you said, having a vision that God can do the work that we're believing Him to do, and that we can accomplish the things that we want to accomplish. And He is able.
Absolutely.
And just being able to look up and say, like I said, take some time to sit down and think about what your vision is for what you want to happen this year, and believing that it can.
Absolutely. And yeah. so anybody that's watching or listening, mm-hmm. we just want to encourage you
yes.
to take a few moments and ask God, direct my heart. God,
right.
direct our family, direct our lives
yes.
so that we can get clarity on
yes.
what the best next steps are for us.
Yes.
Which leads us to really the second thing, the second shift, and that is what we call a shift in focus.
Yes.
And this is all about your values.
Right.
Because one of the reasons why so many people unfortunately drift in life is because they're not grounded. They don't have that mm-hmm. maybe that stability in their lives when it comes to what is most important. And so in oftentimes we all will say, well, everything's important. Well, if everything's important, then nothing is important.
Yeah, so exactly.
We have to prioritize the things that are most important, and our priorities are shaped by our values. So if you've never taken the time as a couple or as parents to sit down as a family and just really kind of lay out what is it that is most important to us? What are the things that are, what I like to say, non-negotiable? In other words, we're willing to give up a lot of things. We're willing to say no to a lot of things, but we're not going to say yes to these things. And the reason why is because our values tell us otherwise.
Right. And if you have written down your values, your core values as a family, maybe you've already done that exercise, revisiting them and keeping them in the forefront is super important at the beginning of the year too. Just keeping that really crystal clear with you and your spouse, if you're married, and again, really all this activity that we're talking about, these, processes that we're talking about, it's great to do as a couple and then to work through it with the kids. Or if you're a single parent, obviously just spending some time with the Lord and then walk through it with the kids too. But yes, those core values, they guide us and they keep us on track.
Absolutely. And we've talked about this before. In fact, I think we've even dedicated a whole episode related to the family check-in.
Yes.
And that's a great time and a great place, especially, you know, if you have kids who are a little older, we can all have those conversations. And it's just a great reminder and even an opportunity to even discuss openly what those things are in terms of values that are going to be most important to you as a family. And everybody get on the same page and encourage and challenge one another, hold each other accountable. Like, for example, in our family, you know, attitude was one that was really important to us, just remaining positive and optimistic, you know. And when somebody is negative and pessimistic or, you know, Debbie Downer when it comes to just their mood all the time, well, okay, we can call that out. And the reason why is because that's not who we are.
Right.
That's not who we aspire to be. Right. We want to be positive regardless, you know, of what's going on. Because at the end of the day, attitudes are a choice. We can either choose to see the glass half full or choose to see it half empty. Yeah. And that's our choice.
That's right. It's so funny when you're talking about that. It's interesting that our son is 24 years old now. He's a songwriter, and he wrote a song called Positive Thinking. And hopefully this year it's going to come out. So make sure to be listening for that. But it's funny because the core value that was a part of our family came out in all of the words of this song. Mm-hmm. And it's just who he is. He talks about, you may think it's kind of crazy, but that's just the way I was raised. Mm-hmm. Well, that brings so much joy to my heart to hear him say that and to then spread that word to other people, to help other people, because life's a lot better when you think through a positive and see things through a positive lens. That's a core belief of our family.
Absolutely.
And that was a belief that was passed to me from my parents as well, and yours as well. But it's a gift.
Well, what's going on the outside is often a reflection of what's taking place on the inside. Mm-hmm. And so that's what, and that's what attitude is. Attitude is it's a reflection of our heart. It's a posture of our heart. It's a mindset, you know, that we have.
Yes.
And so, yeah, just making sure once again that we are asking God, lead us, guide us, direct us. That's a fresh vision.
Yeah.
And then a fresh focus that is going back to the basics. It's either writing down new core values or revisiting ones that we've maybe identified in the past, but ask the question, are we living up to that?
And what can we do to focus more on that?
Absolutely.
If it's serving or if it's laughter, or what can you do this next year to some activities that you can do to focus more on that?
Yeah.
Getting out as a family to serve or sitting down and watching funny movies together and bringing more laughter into the home. Just, it's endless.
Well, the priorities, as I stated earlier, are birthed out of our values. Mm-hmm. And so when we are clear on what our values are, it allows us to be able to live out what is most important through our priorities. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like the old analogy of the jar, you have the jar, yes. You got the rocks, big rocks, you got mm-hmm. the pebbles, you got the sand.
Yes.
And so the problem is a lot of times is that once again, you know, we have good intentions, but our lives, our calendars get so full, mm-hmm. you know, with all the sand and the pebbles. And then we're like, oh yeah, this is important and that's important. And then we try to put those things in, there's no room left.
Exactly.
So we have to start by putting the big rocks in. And that's yes. where those core values come in. Mm-hmm. And that's what will ultimately help us be able to say yes to the right things
yes.
and say no to the things that are going to compete or distract. So it's like the old saying, a good thing can become a bad thing if it keeps you from the best thing.
That's right.
So a shift in focus. And then there's a third shift, and that is a shift in motivation. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to motivation, we all, from mm-hmm. time to time, run out of gas when it comes to motivation. Mm-hmm. And the only real fuel that we can continue to use to help fan the flame, if you will, to keep us inspired and motivated, to keep us moving forward towards achieving our goals, is to really identify what we refer to as the GPS, as goals, your passions, or, you know, also includes your personality, but your goals, your passions, and your struggles. And so when we revisit those areas of our lives, what are our goals? What are we trying to accomplish this year? If mm-hmm. we could identify, you know, three things this year, what are those three things going to be? Mm-hmm. Is it getting out of debt? You know, is it maybe prioritizing and making it our goal to have one family meal together, per week?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it putting church on the priority list of going mm-hmm. to church and getting involved together as a family in church? You know, obviously, we all have to fill in our own blanks when it comes to what is
physical
most important.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, those goals are important.
Yes.
And then the passions, you know, what is it that makes us tick? You know, what is it that fuels, what is it that causes the fire to kind of rage, if you will, in our hearts in a positive way? What naturally right. motivates us?
Right.
You know, what do we do best? What are our areas of strength? And sometimes we are maybe so busy and distracted by mm-hmm. all these other things, or our kids are, you know, involved in so many activities outside of just their schoolwork.
Yeah.
You know, they go from one activity, one, you know, sport to the next, one activity to the next. And the problem is that we have to ask our kids the question, are you enjoying this?
Right, right.
You know, what's the end goal here?
Right.
What's the end game in terms of where do you see this helping you 5 years from now, 10 years from now?
Right. And we've talked in podcasts in the past about being a purpose pilot mm-hmm. as a parent. We're a purpose pilot. So we're also just investigating. We're always watching and looking for those passions in our children, even at a young age. If you're a young parent listening to this, you can begin to see passion in your children at a young age, and just always watching and helping to guide and direct and notice. No one cares for our kids more than we do.
Yeah.
And no one loves our children more than we do. And it's really our responsibility to help guide and direct them into their purpose and their passion, and help them to see the struggles that they've gone through. Even in that would be a great thing to sit down and talk about. And as we begin 2025, what happened in 24 that was maybe a struggle that you went through? How can we find purpose in that? And how can you find strength? Maybe you've already talked about it, and maybe the pages turned so quickly on the calendar for you that you need to remind them. We walked through this past year. We walked through this struggle. Look at where you're at now. look what you've overcome, and look at the strength you're going to walk into 2025 with. And what purpose does God have for you? Maybe from the struggle, maybe there's friends around you that you need to be more aware of, that maybe they're going through the same struggle you went through last year, and maybe you're going to have a chance to help them this year.
Well, all of that should fuel our motivation.
Yes.
So at the end of the day, you know, there's a reason why maybe God allowed us to go through a season, right, or go through that struggle. And maybe it's because God wants to use whatever pain as a platform to help somebody else.
Exactly.
You know, to help somebody else solve a challenge or problem that they're going through.
Exactly.
And so God never wastes a hurt, mm-hmm, and he wants to fulfill that purpose. And yeah, so when those things start becoming alive in our hearts, it fuels that passion to naturally motivate us. Because when it's, yeah, all just focused on ourselves, then, you know, unfortunately, that can become a distraction in and of itself.
Right,
but
absolutely.
How can I take my passions? How can I take my strengths? How can I take the goals that I really want to see realized in my life? How can I help direct that into making an impact on other people's lives?
That's right. And as parents, you know, we're going to talk about it in a second, but we're always teaching by example. Mm-hmm. We are always teaching by example. So we could start the conversation with what we learned this past year, you know, and how we're going to use it to launch into next year and use it, maybe my pain as a platform to help somebody else.
So a shift in direction, mm-hmm, a shift in focus, a shift in motivation, and a shift and what we call reinforcements.
Yes.
And those reinforcements, we won't camp out on this one very long, but at, yeah, the end of the day, we've got to just find life-giving friendships and relationships. Our kids need to be surrounded,
yes,
by friends that they choose that are in alignment with who we are as a family, yeah, where we're going, mm-hmm, what's important to us, our values.
Yes.
And when we find other families that we can find strength and reinforcement, yeah, and we're all there to support, encourage, yes, one another, that's crucial.
That's right. That's right. We challenge the norm of our culture. So if you want to live this kind of life, if you want to be this kind of parent, you're going to be challenging the norm of our culture. So I think it's important that you look for other families that have that similar passion, and you're going to need their reinforcement.
Absolutely.
For your children as well. And the younger you can do that, set that up. Maybe you find a life group at your church where you find like-minded parents, or where your kids are finding friendship at church that have that, they're getting that same culture, that same truth being spoken over their life every single week, and just lock arms together, and you're going to find some great friendships and reinforcements that way.
Yeah, you can't do it alone.
That's
right. You can't raise a family in isolation. We need to surround ourselves,
yes,
with other like-minded,
yes,
followers of Christ, those who share those same common values and beliefs.
It's exciting. We can do this.
Well, the last shift is the shift in purpose. And we've, mm-hmm, kind of touched on purpose a little bit, but at the, yeah, end of the day, it all kind of comes back to what we started with, and that's intentionality.
Yes.
And so this is just modeling the message as parents. We have,
yes,
to lead the way, regardless of whether you are a single parent, a blended family situation. Mm-hmm. And again, that's why having
clear... A grandparent?
Yeah, grandparents, mm-hmm, why having a clear vision, mm-hmm, clear direction, clear values, all of this is all about us leading the way,
yes,
by example. And so, you know, we don't teach what we know. We basically
reproduce
who we are.
Yes.
And so it's important that we model that to the best of our ability. And that's,
yes,
the reason why we have to begin each and every day before the Lord and asking God, mm-hmm, teach me, as the psalmist said, to number my days.
Mm-hmm.
How can I make today count? How can I make this coming week, you know, matter?
Yes.
What can I do? What can I say? How can I help our family grow and,
yes,
become all that God desires for it to be?
Yes.
So that takes intentionality.
Yes.
And we need God's help to do that, because it's
right,
hard to be an example. There's no such thing as being a perfect parent. We've,
right,
said that, and we'll say it again over and over and over. It's,
right,
not about perfection. It's about progress.
Yes.
And it's about becoming who God desires for us to be.
Yes.
And with God's help, we can do it.
That's right. I'm excited. This coming year, we're launching our Family Shift mentoring program that we've had, Family Shift University, which is so exciting.
It is.
And it has a lot of content in it that can help you as you are learning to teach by example, learning to live this. It's been interesting as we've gone through a couple of pilot programs. The parents have talked about just reparenting themselves, like walking through things that they've gone through with their own parents, some things that they kind of needed to get fixed or corrected in their own hearts as so that they can be freed up to be the parents that they truly want to be for their kids. And we're excited about that. You can visit Rethink Life, you can also visit RethinkLife.com if you would like, because that's an amazing place to visit.
That's
our church, but thewinningfamily.com, yes, to find the Family Shift University there.
Yeah, and we're rolling it out, Lord willing, you know, sometime towards the end of the first quarter. And we just want to encourage anybody who's interested, go to our website and sign up for the waiting list.
Yes.
So you'll be the first to know in all the details that we're going to be rolling out. And so I believe with all my heart, that's going to have a huge impact on parents and on families. Because
that's
all
exciting.
The feedback we get from parents is like, I just wish somebody would just walk alongside me in this journey.
Yes.
Who's maybe been there, done that, a little further along than where we are.
Yes.
So that we don't have to make or repeat those same mistakes. We want to get it right. And we want to know if we're doing it right. And that's where we come in. We just want to help come alongside and help parents win in this journey of raising kids, resilient kids that can truly make an impact.
That's right. It's a 12-week program, and it's going to launch several times throughout the year. So we're excited about it. Make sure to sign up for our mailing list. If you're not already on the mailing list, you'll be receiving all kinds of encouragement in your email. And when we release new podcast episodes and then information about the Family Shift University.
Well, just to wrap this up, we talked about five shifts for 2025, a shift in direction, a shift in focus, a shift in what we call motivation, a shift in reinforcement, and a shift in purpose. Those five shifts are five shifts I believe every family, every parent, and every child needs to make in order for us to be all that God desires for us to be.
That's right.
Well, hey, we are so thankful you've joined with us as we've kicked off this new year for the Winning Family podcast, and we trust it's been a help and encouragement and inspiration to you to make the year of 2025 the best it can possibly be. Until next episode, we look forward to seeing you soon.